Excellence Expected, the Inspirational Business Advice Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Excellence Expected with me, Mr. Mark Asquith. Now, this is a very special episode, and as you can tell by the title, it is something of an information episode, if you like. That's right, guys, I am wrapping Excellence Expected up with the last interview with Mr. Bob Berg, episode 150. We are taking a break. Now, it's a bit of a weird one, to be honest with you, and I want to kind of let you guys know what's going on, because by all means, Excellence Expected is not going away. Certainly not going away. Just to kind of put this into context, the podcast has been running now for 150 episodes, which is amazing. Completely blows my mind that you guys are still listening to me and that you guys continue to get in touch with me and continue to give me great feedback and, you know, so much appreciation for the content that we put out. And it really means so much, especially for a kind of tall, lanky, weirdly bearded guy from Barnsley in the UK. It's amazing. It blows my mind, and I'm so appreciative of that, and I'm appreciative of you. And over the course of 150 episodes, I've realized a few different things, and I'm not going to go into them right now, because that's not the point of this episode, but I did put a blog post together at excellence-expected.com, which is called Why I Stopped Podcasting and 5 Lessons I Learned Along the Way. So please check that out. It's a really good blog post. I'm really proud of that, and it's had a lot of great feedback, so it will give you a little bit more insight. But this isn't the end of Excellence Expected. We're just sticking a pin in it for now, and we will be coming back with something bigger and better, which I'll talk you through in a second. But first of all, I want to just send some thanks. I just want to thank, first of all, Mrs. Asquith, who has put up with me through this podcast addiction that I seem to have just generated over the last couple of years. I do love podcasting, and for anyone that is a podcast widow, just like Mrs. A, well, they deserve thanks. So thank you to Mrs. A. Really, really appreciate that. And big thanks to the guys at Hacksaw, the design agency that I run. Those guys have been fantastic, very supportive. You know, a couple of the guys there are responsible for the brand of Excellence Expected as it is, as at the date of recording. And just everyone has been really supportive. So that's really, really, again, so very much appreciated. And a huge thanks to all of the guests. I've had 149 guests on the show, not counting the first episode which was me, just an introductory show. So 149 guests. And wow, the friends that I've made, the network that I've built, some people that I class as really true, genuine friends off the back of being interviewed by them and interviewing them for Excellence Expected. So thank you so much to all of the guests that have made the show what it is to today. And of course, a big thanks to you, the constant listener. You know, you spend 30 minutes of your time with me and with the guests, and you choose to do that. And that time's the one thing you're not getting back. And the fact that you just give me an iota of that time means the world. It validates everything that I do, and it means so much. So I promise you, you'll never know how thankful I am for that. So thank you so much, you, the constant listener. Now, just back to the original point, Excellence Expected is not going away. In fact, it's going to be coming back bigger and better than ever. As I said, if you want the reasons that I'm wrapping the podcast up, head over to Excellence-Expected and read the blog post, Why I Stopped Podcasting and 5 Lessons I Learned Along the Way. All you need to know, though, as a listener, is that when the show does come back, it's going to have a slightly different format, and it's going to be completely value-driven. It's going to make your business lives better, easier, more productive, more actionable, and just help you through the things that we all struggle with. And I'm putting together some very specific content. Now, it will be a very different format, but you won't need to resubscribe. You can keep this feed, you can keep this in your podcast app, and the next time an episode is released, which won't be too long, you will get that sent straight to your phone or to your device or to your Mac or whatever you're listening on. So please keep a hold of the feed. And look, if you want to know about the new version of Excellence Expected, Excellence Expected 2.0, if you will, if you want to be the first to know about that, head to excellence-expected.com and jump on the VIP mailing list, because there are thousands of small business owners and entrepreneurs just like you who get that information, who will know about this first. Now, whilst the podcast isn't around, and that is only going to be for a very short time, content will still be being published. I am still going to be blogging. I'm still going to be doing my video periscopes. I'm still going to be sending my VIP only emails. So if you still want some amazing small business content, please do jump on that list, excellence-expected.com. You will get all the good stuff, including me wrapping up the Startup Diaries, which is a series that I'm just finishing up now. I've got 3 more weeks left as I'm recording this of that series. And then we're going to be looking at a whole host of brand new content. So please get on that list. It's really, really important if you want the content that I'm going to be sending out. And I'm going to stick a pin in that right there. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcasting journey. 150 interviews later. Wow. Thank you so, so much. I'm going to see you with Excellence Expected 2.0. Much, much love. Take care. And don't forget, guys, the more you expect from yourself, the more you will excel. Bye-bye.